Welcome to No Longer Conformed, my online preaching and teaching ministry. We're studying the book of Acts. In this session, we'll be looking at Acts chapter 21, verse 37, to Acts 22, verse 23. Paul's defense before the crowd. "Away with him," they screamed. That's where we left Paul in our last session, remember? The Jews from Ephesus provoked a riot. Acts chapter 21, verse 36, remember? "For the multitude of the people following after, crying out, 'Away with him!'" Well, look at verse 37 down to verse 40. "Then, as Paul was about to be led into the barracks, he said to the commander, 'May I speak with you?' He replied, 'Can you speak Greek? Are you not the Egyptian who some time ago stirred up a rebellion and led the 4,000 assassins out into the wilderness?' But Paul said, 'I am a Jew from Tarsus in Cilicia, a citizen of no mean city, and I implore you, permit me to speak to the people.' So when he had given him permission, Paul stood on the stairs and motioned with his hand to the people. And when there was a great silence, he spoke to them in the Hebrew language, saying..." Listen, stop there. "As Paul was led up the stairs into the barracks, he asked to speak with Lysias. And the commander was surprised the apostle could speak Greek. He thought Paul was this famous Egyptian terrorist leader. The Greek word translated assassins is better rendered in English, terrorists. The Jewish historian of the day, Josephus, wrote of this guy. He said, a false prophet who attracted 30,000 followers into the wilderness, then made an attack plan, beat it, the Mount of Olives, command the walls of Jerusalem to fall, and easily overcome the Romans. Felix met them with many troops, killed 400 and captured 200. The rest of them fled back into the desert. Josephus records 30,000 versus the 4,000 of Luke's narrative. Lysias, the commander, just figured, well, he's back. Listen, Paul was no terrorist. He wasn't even Egyptian. He was a Jew and he was a Roman citizen. So he was permitted to speak to the crowd. What was the objective of the apostle's message? Well, it was simple. Establish his commitment to Judaism and then preach Jesus Christ. And Paul made his defense with 4 points. First, he spoke of his former zeal. Acts 22 and verse 1 down to verse 5. "Brethren and fathers, hear my defense before you." And when they heard that he spoke to them in the Hebrew language, they kept all the more silent. And then he said, I am indeed a Jew born in Tarsus of Cilicia, but brought up in this city at the feet of Gamaliel, taught according to the strictness of our father's law, and was zealous toward God as you all are today. I persecuted this way to the death, finding and delivering into prison both men and women, as also the high priest bears me witness, and all the council of the elders, from whom I also received letters to the brethren, and went to Damascus to bring in chains even those who were there in Jerusalem to be punished. His defense? Paul was a faithful Jew, especially when you realize that faith in the risen Christ is the true goal of Judaism. The crowd quieted when he spoke their language. The apostle began sharing his zealous past. He was a Jew of Tarsus, brought up by Gamaliel. In fact, in Galatians chapter 1, verse 14, he says, "And I advanced in Judaism beyond many of my contemporaries in my own nation, being more exceedingly zealous for the traditions of my fathers." In Philippians chapter 3, verses 4 to 7, we have what is referred to as Paul's pedigree. He says, though I also might have confidence in the flesh, if anyone else thinks he may have confidence in the flesh, I more so. Circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, concerning the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, concerning the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. Paul was more zealous than any of them. He even pursued the believers to foreign countries. He had letters to arrest Christians in Damascus, Syria. And then the second part of his speech, he spoke of his life-changing encounter. Verses 6 down to verse 11. He says, now it happened as I journeyed and came near to Damascus at about noon, suddenly a great light from heaven shone around me, and I fell to the ground and heard a voice saying, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? So I answered, who are you, Lord? And he said to me, I am Jesus of Nazareth, who you are persecuting. And those who were with me indeed saw the light and were afraid. But they did not hear the voice of him who spoke to me. So I said, what shall I do, Lord? And the Lord said to me, arise and go into Damascus, and there you will be told all things which are appointed to you to do. And since I could not see for the glory of that light, being led by the hand of those who were with me, I came into Damascus. The encounter of Saul on the road to Damascus with Jesus was related three times in the book of Acts. First of all, when it occurred in chapter 9, verses 1 to 30. Then there's this passage, and then later in chapter 26, verses 4 to 23. All the accounts are parallel, but each one provides some additional details. They also all include Paul's conversion witness. He told of his old lost life, his salvation, and his new life in Christ. The third part of his speech, he spoke of his visit by Ananias, verses 12 to 16. He said, then a certain Ananias, a devout man according to the law, having a good testimony with all the Jews who dwelt there, came to me, and he stood and said to me, Brother Saul, receive your sight. And at that same hour I looked up at him, and then he said, the God of our fathers has chosen you that you should know his will and see the just one and hear the voice of his mouth. For you will be his witness to all men of what you have seen and heard. And now why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Why does Paul mention that believer? He says, a devout man according to the law, having a good testimony with all the Jews who dwelt there. Ananias was a fellow believer and a faithful Jew. God sent him to affirm Paul. The God of our fathers has chosen you. I think the crowd missed verse 15. For you will be his witness to all men of what you have heard, seen and heard. All men equals Jews and Gentiles. They'll get it in just a moment. Because the fourth part of his message, he spoke of his commission by God. Verse 17. Says, now it happened when I returned to Jerusalem and was praying in the temple that I was in a trance and saw him saying to me, make haste and get out of Jerusalem quickly, for they will not receive your testimony concerning me. So I said, Lord, they know that in every synagogue I imprisoned and beat those who believed on you. And when the blood of your martyr Stephen was shed, I also was standing by, consenting to his death and guarding the clothes of those who were killing him. And then he said to me, depart, for I will send you far from here to the Gentiles. Listen, tell the truth, even when they don't want to hear it. Verse 18, saw him saying to me, Make haste and get out of Jerusalem quickly, for they will not receive your testimony concerning me. I love that verse. I just love that verse. Get ready to go, Paul. Why? They won't believe you. But why, Lord? They know what I did in persecuting the Christians, that I hardly took part in the death of Stephen. I'll show you, Paul. Watch what happens when I tell you to go to the Gentiles. Hold on, Paul. Where did you say you were going? To the Gentiles? And that was it. Listen, Paul did not win many to Christ that day. Look at verse 22. And they listened to him until this word. And then they raised their voices and said, "Away with such a fellow from the earth, for he is not fit to live." In verse 23. Then, as they cried out, they tore off their clothes and threw dust into the air, even facing a hostile audience. Listen, be faithful to share the gospel. Your old, lost life, share. Your conversion to Christ, share. And what's happened to you since you've come to know Christ, share. You have a great day.